Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Reality Theater. Thank you. Bring people up. I'm in town, Shahid. We want to discuss today exactly what we mean by time running out and saving your souls, especially when your calling desires, huh? So Imam Chayi Shabazz will come on with a beautiful discussion in which we pray that you will join us, participate, give us some feedback. This is your show, not Imam Shahid Shabazz show, not Isla Abdullah show. This is your show, and we want you to sit back, relax, enjoy, and participate. Now we have for you, I see, if I can get him. Sometimes I'm working from my phone, and it doesn't seem like it wants to bring him on today. So I'm trying to reach Imam Shahid Shabazz to see if I can bring him on. Seems like I have lost my speech voice. And today we have issues. Imam Shabazz, he said he wasn't doing too well, but he's going to try to do his best to bring to you this beautiful message that he has for you. I usually set my computer up. I didn't set it up today, so I'm trying to see if yes. I hope that voice. It says for some reason that this cannot be reached. Will you hold for 1 minute while I see what's going on here? The studio, sometimes things come through very good for us, and again, we have a little technical problem here. So that might be what's going on today. I'm going to try to see what's going on here as to why we are not getting Imam Shahid Shabazz up. Sometimes it's with this internet connection that I have. It's not the best of things. So I'm going to really have to find out what I can do to get this internet connection back. Our radio listening audience, I hope that I have not lost you completely. I see that I am out. I'm away from my studio. I have been disconnected from the studio today. Imam Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam, yes. Could you begin the talk? I have lost the studio picture. So therefore, I cannot bring anybody up right now. I'm going to my computer and put it on, so you may begin the discussion today. I'm glad we still have your voice with the audio here. Sometimes.
Yeah, I heard you. I heard you all the whole time. I just didn't say anything.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. So now we bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum to the listening audience. I hope we do have you, because the whole purpose of the program is for people to, you know, listen and learn, and also to comment if they have comments and learn. You learn by listening to each other. You learn by listening, and you also learn by thinking about what's been said. You cannot learn if you don't, because a human being, though we're in an animal form, we are not animals by nature. By nature, we are spiritual beings, like our Creator. And our Creator, you don't consider him a mind, but you consider him as a word, as a word. And a word, his words, is what causes us to think. When he inspire our souls, and that radiates from the soul up to the intelligence and the, turn on the light of understanding, so we can understand his reality and our reality as human beings and not just as animals. So a human being's life is intelligent life. It's thinking. It's not spontaneous. It's not emotional. And it's not carnal. But the human being's life is thinking. If a human being don't think their life, they will not have a life. Other animals do not have to think. They are already created in their nature that the Creator, Allah, want them to be in, and they stay in that nature until they die. But the human being is created with different makeup. And that makeup that makes us different from other animals, it is our soul, and intelligence. And Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, his final revelations to the whole of mankind through his last prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, prayers and peace be upon him. He says in the Quran that he created the human being with the nature of good, and being that, you know, he's all good, Allah. Our true nature is good. It's not bad. And with that said, I wanted to make a statement briefly here about what Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said about believers. Prophet Muhammad said this for you, all you Muslims and all of you who are not Muslim or, you know, by faith, but you're Muslim by nature, because Muslim only means submission to the will of the Creator. And by nature, everything submits to the will of the Creator. So Prophet Muhammad said, you know when you're a true believer in your Creator, Allah, when your good deeds pleases you and your bad deeds displease you, then you know you're a true believer in the Creator, Allah. So that's something to think on, as food for thought, as we go through this particular today. I want you to bear patience, if you will, please, with me, and I hope the co-host was able to get the listening audience on, excuse me, because it's very important what we're talking about. We are talking about the difference between reality and illusion. An illusionist, you probably seen them on TV, as a magician. They do things and it seems real what they're doing, but it's not real. Really real. It's a trick. It's a deception. They deceive you to believe what they're doing is real. Like, in, for instance, they put people in a little box thing and they saw them in half, and it looked like they actually saw them people in half, their body in half. But that's not true. It's an illusion. It's just a trick, a deception. They are master tricksters or deceivers. So this whole world, Allah say, is a magician. So this whole world, Allah say, is nothing but goods and chattels of deception. So everything that you see in this material world, including yourself, the body, it's an illusion. It's not real. When you speak of reality, what are you talking about? The Creator, Allah. Allah is the only reality. So the things he created is not real. The only creatures Allah created you can call real, to be truthful, is angels and babies. Because a baby isn't an angel. because the nature of a baby is the same nature of an angel. An angel cannot disobey the will of the Creator. An angel's nature is just to obey the Creator, Allah. They say when Allah give a command, we hear and we obey. A baby's nature is just to obey the Creator. A baby can't move. It can't do anything for itself. It's helpless. But the baby, yet in this helplessness, in the mother's arm, that baby yet know who brought it, that baby into the world, brought him, in, him or her, into the world. Because everything that the Creator created, he speaks to it in his own language. And he say everything he created, it knows its own mode of prayer and praise to Allah. And Allah sees and knows well the seen and the unseen. And he knows all that we do, whether we think we're secretly doing something. There's nothing secret or hidden from Allah in the heavens or on earth. Everything we do secretly in the dark, Allah say it's open to him like it's his light. So never think you can deceive Allah, people. This is what you got too much of it today in religion, Islam too, which Islam is not a religion, it's a way of life for all people. But most of the people who call themselves Muslims have turned Islam, the way of life for not only people, but the whole creation, they have turned Islam into religion. And, you know, the root of word of religion, in one sense, religion means realigned. Now, what line am I talking about? Islam itself, the first chapter of the final revelations that Allah revealed to his final prophet Muhammad is called the Quran, Okay? And the first chapter in the Holy Quran is called Fatah, the opening. Al-Fatah, the opening. And, you know, so all praise is due to Allah. You don't come into life in this world as a human being until you first become conscious of your Creator. And then in this particular surah or chapter, it says, we say that Allah, we acknowledge Allah, we say, oh Allah, guide us on the straight path. See, the path to Allah is straight. It's not crooked. And crooked only means a person who have ulterior intentions, bad intentions. They're trying to project good while in their heart intent they intend evil. You got too much of this going on in religion today and in people. They're talking one thing and they're doing another. And 99 and three-thirds of the population of the human race is like that. I tell you why. Not three-thirds, 99. Just say 99 and 99. Because Almighty Allah do say that out of all the people he created, since the time began to the end of time until the day of judgment, resurrection and judgment, he say, when he judged all the people on the day of judgment, countless people, you can't count them. Don't even try. You won't. You come close. He say, out of every 1,000 persons or people, only one person is going to come back into a judgment. It's going to be favorable, and they're coming back into heaven, his eternity, where they come from, and 99 is going to the place we call hell that he prepared for Munafiquns and Kafirun. That is disbelievers in him, outright people who don't believe in the unseen Creator, and people that call themselves Muslim, Christian, Jew in religion, who say they believe in God, Allah, or the Creator, but they practice hypocrisy. They got one foot in the world, meaning that they are into evil and wrongdoing, and then on the other hand, they want to project to you they're righteous at the same time. That can't be true because Allah said he didn't put one heart in the human being's body. He said he didn't put two hearts in one body, meaning you can't have two inconsistent ways to you living, or attitudes. One way, one time you're going to be righteous, and the next time you're going to be evil or mean or hateful. And the other time you're going to be good. Almighty Allah is good all the time. And Satan is evil all the time. And people are evil all the time. So, Satan, can you hear me, calls?
Yes,
can you hear me, calls?
Yes,
okay, I just wanted to know I was still on. It was so quiet. Do we have any guests on? I mean, can the people hear?
Yes, the people are here. It's just that I was being quiet downstairs in the basement, and it's a little quieter down here.
Wanted to make sure the people can hear.
Just came on.
Okay, good, good. So the people, I want the people to be able to hear what I'm saying to that defeat the purpose of the program. And people also, I want to share with you this here. It's very, very powerful. It says here, people, we're speaking to you. Allah speaking unto us. Allah says, people, give serious concern about the judgment day. Allah say, because the judgment day is not just something that people say. Allah say the judgment day is coming because he have already ordained it, and all he have ordained will come to pass. He said every day he let us live, judgment is coming, the day is coming closer and closer to us. He said you only have one chance here in this world, the material world, to prepare you spiritually, so that when you leave this world, you leave the way he brought you in as a baby with no will of your own. A baby's will is the will of Allah. It ain't that a baby can't do anything for itself. So in life, Allah saying here, recognize that he have all power. We don't have no power to do anything for ourselves. Without the grace and mercy of Allah, we're helpless. The only thing we can do is destroy ourselves and each other. While we're in this material world, you must not waste time. Because once time is gone, it don't come back and say, okay, well, I'm going to wait on you till you get your life together. No, don't do that. Time has been given an order by Allah to take us back to Allah. And that's what time do all the time. And as he done sped up the time, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that you will know we're near the end of time of this part of Allah's creation, the material part, when a year will go by like 6 months. We're in that time right now. We're in the last days of our life on this planet Earth, people. So you don't have no time to waste playing games and practicing hypocrisy, because Allah knows you can't deceive him. Again, I say. And Allah says, once it's time for your death has arrived, have come, your destiny, where you're going to heaven or hell, it's already set. It's sealed. So why not take this your life in this world, the material world, only as a preparation for your real spiritual life in the hereafter, in the eternity of your creator, Allah. If you have sincere and true faith in Allah, Allah will bless you to understand your true purpose in this material world. People, we are only here in the material world for a fleeting moment. If you only would try and take the time to sincerely seek the true knowledge and understanding of your creator, Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. Thank you, our radio listening audience. You are listening to the Sunday morning broadcast on the Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the creator. And we want to ask you, please, if you're on the air, we love you to listen, but we also would love your participation. So please hit the number one button. That's the number one button on your phone. Hit that button, join us, and give us some feedback. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you're thinking. We want to know what it is that you would like to hear from us about. What it is that discussion that we're discussing that you would like to hear more of. So please, hit the button, join us. Let us know what it is that you feel about or think about the show that we're bringing to you each Sunday with the information, spiritual information from Imam Shahid Shabazz that we're bringing to you. We kind of got caught here in a technical problem for a minute, so I didn't give you the summary as usual to let us know what the show is all about. Although Imam Shahid Shabazz has discussed beautifully, beautifully with you what the show is, I will now use it. Think about it and be ready to comment. Come to call in. Give us your comment. Ask questions. For those who are joining us late, the discussion is on time here is running out fast. Save yourself from your carnal desires. People, we are here for a short time. And that time is running out very, very fast. Our life in this material world will not last. As spiritual beings, our life and our world are inside our bodies. Our world is the world of our thinking. So, now you know why things created cannot last. Your real life and real future are eternal, which lasts forever. There is no future here in this world. Our future is in the hereafter. But Allah gives us all signs and reminders. So please think deep on what I'm saying, because our Creator only warns us for a time. Time doesn't return. It is gone forever. We get one chance here to get our life right. Then there is death and resurrection and judgment day. We are not here in this world to play. After our death here, there is a price we all have to pay. People, don't wait, because time in the wrong is not on our side. Only good and all good is on our side. Allah created all his creations with all his goodness and his love. So only Allah's love and goodness will free our souls from our own will. Freedom is in the goodness and righteousness of our Creator. All sin and evil comes from our own ways. Allah's ways are good all the time. So people, listen to the man, Shabazz. Listen carefully to what he's saying. Enjoy the discussion. Give us comments. Because this is about our salvation, our soul salvation. As Imam Shabazz said, we are not the physical, we are the spiritual. So we need to really start thinking about what our life is about and start getting it together the right way to please our Creator and only our Creator. We have had here with us a guest for a few minutes, but she has been on since the beginning, since the first part of the show, so I will bring her on now. And that number is 202-413-2512. Could you give us your name and tell us where are you calling from?
Yes. Yes. Greetings. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just wanted to see, I would like to ask the imam, if he could talk about that subject and how it relates directly to each role in the family house, please.
And you want me to talk about the role? Can you be a little more explicit on that for me, sister?
No, the topic that you're speaking about, how can each family member implement that in their life, man, woman, and child? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the question. Well, first of all, you know, I said a little earlier, I don't know if you heard me, that when Allah, the Creator, created everything, He created everything with a direct line of communication. First of all, in the Quran, our the book, Final Revelations for All People, from the final prophet Muhammad that Allah revealed it to, it's just a book for all people. Allah says that in the Quran, He said our life as individuals is as an individual soul, our death is as an individual soul, and our resurrection and judgment is in no way but as an individual soul. So each and every person in the family has to acknowledge their personal relationship and responsibility and accountability to their Creator. And that's where that saying came in years ago when me and you was growing up, over 60 years ago, the family that prays together stays together. Now, in Islam, and it coincides, we pray in a line. And then check this out. This is in the Al-Fatah. We pray in a straight line. The man will say, make sure everybody's straight. And we won't start praying until you get straight. Because, see, you can't get to Allah except through a straight way. His will is straight. It ain't crooked. And then we say, put yourself shoulder to shoulder, toe to toe, praying not to let Satan, evil, come and divide us and conquer us. So each member in the family, if they have a personal relationship with the Creator, Allah, they will all be one. Allah's will is what brings about unity in all creation. We see our creation, a world of all different things, sun, moon, animals, ourselves. I won't say human beings because we got free will. But everything else in the creation of Allah don't have free will. So it does the same thing over and over again every day. It has to follow a course that Allah got it on until Allah take this creation out of existence in us too. But we as human beings, we have a limited amount of freedom of will, and Allah gave us that will, so we would have to choose our life as a human being. And in the beginning, we were saying our life as a human being is not carnal life. It's not external. It's not the flesh. Our life as a human being is spiritual life. It's inside. So the sight of a human being, we can't see the reality of Allah. With our physical, mortal eyes, we see the reality of Allah only with the spiritual vision He gives us inside our heart and soul and intelligence. So the life of each individual in the house has to be based upon Tawheed, the oneness of Allah or the Creator. I'm going to stop right there. If you can ask me any more, I'll try, with the help of Allah, we'll try to go further.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Now, that was beautiful. Everyone needs to put it in their deeds. Everyone needs to implement it in their own lives, in their own being, so it can radiate.
That's right.
And that keeps the family together.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. Okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Now there is no one else showing up. Thank you, our beautiful sister, for joining us this morning. So we're going to, at this time, remind you that you're listening to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every morning now, every Sunday, rather, every Sunday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't you bring yourself, invite your guests to have your guests call them, remind them, have them to join to the show. It's for all of us. And it's information, spiritual information, information about your life. It's a matter of life and death. Let's put it that way. People, we don't understand what a matter of life and death means. The only life we have with the law. Our only purpose in this world is to pass through, get ourselves together, get our conduct right, and return to law. That's our eventual goal, everyone's. So, knowing where you have gone wrong and bringing you back to the right path, to the right way, that's a matter of your life and death. Because when you go astray from Allah and His will. As Imam Shahid Shabbat said, time here is running out fast. And it's time to give up the plate and find world and gain world that you're living in. This world is not illusion. You're nothing but an illusion. You're physical. Time to get up, give up all that. And come back to your real self, your true self, your spiritual world. And start living in accordance with the rules and laws that have been given to you from your Creator since the beginning of time. He didn't just put you here and leave you to wander idly and wonder about what to do and how to do it. He gave you a book of laws, a book of rules, a guidance. A guidance to direct. And now the guidance is the power of revelation, the Holy Quran. And throughout the existence of man on earth, he's always been guided by his Creator with the directions and the best way to live, the right way to live, the way he's chosen for you since he put you here on earth, permitted you to be, to exist on earth. So we need to become serious. And understand, people, that the problems that we see here on earth today are because of our doing. This is what we have brought about because we disobey. We want to do what we want to do, what self want to do, for self will, not Allah's will, not the Creator's will. And we have to go back to doing what the Creator said to do if we want to have success on this earth and live a good life. And now, without any further delay, I give to you Imam Shahid Shabbat.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum again. Yes, a question was asked me. Well, I would say it this way. It wasn't a question. It was a suggestion. And it was about trying to coincide the truth in the Bible with the whole truth, which is in the Holy Quran only. And I want to share with that particular individual and all of you all this right here from the Quran, especially Muslims, those who say you're Muslims. Almighty Allah says in the Holy Quran, He said, this is my book. In my book, there is true wisdom and understanding for those who fear me without doubt. Okay? That's first. You must fear Allah in order for Allah to bless you with understanding. And the fear of Allah is to fear doing anything against His will, His moral law, that the sister just said, and He created in all creation. Moral laws. And the moral laws bring about justice for all His creation and all His creatures. But it's moral law. Now, Allah Almighty also say, in this book, my book, there's clear guidance, sure, for those who fear me without doubt. But he said, I also put allegories in my book. And he said, those who are not sincere in faith in me, those who want to practice, wrongdoing in the name of religion. He said, I put allegories in the book, in my book. And he said, those are the ones that follow the allegories seeking this hidden meanings. But he said, no one knows this hidden meanings except Allah, and those Allah blessed to be well grounded in knowledge, in His hikmah, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Only Allah can give you understanding. You've got brothers and sisters that know how to quote the beautiful Arabic of the Quran, from Allah, from the beginning to the end. But then when you look at their life don't line up with the beautiful truth and teachings of Almighty Allah, which is all good. So, sister, and all you others out there, understand that, just to quote rituals and to go through rituals and stop at the rituals and not go where the rituals are pointing you to, you are misguided. You are following yourself and Satan. You're not following Allah. Allah say his book got clear guidance in his book, Quran, without a doubt. So all rituals are nothing but signs. Even when we go through the Salat, Muslims, the Salat. The Salat is rituals we're going through. But what are the rituals? Are we able to just make the rituals and then get up and go and do what we want to do? The rituals is to do what? To remind us of what Allah. And to remind us of what Allah wants us to do. The good. All good. All the time. Not when we feel like it. And Allah say the true mu'mins, believers, are those who follow the whole of his book, the Quran. They don't pick out what they want to follow. See, Allah got in the Quran, like Imam Waqidin Muhammad said, peace be upon his soul. He got in the Quran where he permit us to do certain things. I hear an echo, sister, in the background. I don't know what it is, but I have to bring it to your attention. But Allah says in the Quran, for instance, during the month of Ramadan, he make allowances for those who are ill. He say, if you're ill or you're on a journey, you don't have to fast them days. You can make them days up later after Ramadan when you are not ill and you're not traveling. So he said he wouldn't wish a hardship for us, but he wants to make it easy for us. So Allah don't want us to just be like Christians or Jews. They quote out of their Bible John, Luke, or Matthew, chapter so-and-so, this and that. I was teaching, and this same sister was there in southeast Washington, D.C., at a masjid some years back, and the title was called The Purpose of Life. And, you know, the purpose of life for a human being is not to just go through the material world and enjoy the material pleasures. It's to understand that my purpose as a human being is higher than the sun. It's higher than the moon. It's higher than other animals. Allah, when he put his ruh, spirit, in the human being, he raised the human being to be the highest of his creatures. And this is why even the evil Satan got jealous, because he's a jinn. He's a spirit, but he's an evil spirit. He got jealous of Allah creating a creature called a human being made out of mud to put, and he told the jinns and angels, when I have fashioned this human being out of mud and clay, black mud, black clay, he said, and then I put my ruh, spirit, into this creature, man, woman. I want all of you to, submit to this creature. In actuality, they wouldn't be submitting to the creature. They would be submitting to the spirit of Allah in the creature. He wanted everything to follow man. So he made man and woman to be vicegerent or caliph, rulers on earth, to keep the earth in what? The moral order and justice he created on the planet and in all his creations. Moral law, moral justice. And out of justice come what? Equality. It wouldn't be 99% rich people and 1% poor people around the world if the moral justice and law of Allah was being institutionalized in the governments of the world and in the individual lives of human beings on the planet Earth. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to our radio listening audience, the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. He's teaching strong to you today. Teaching strong because we don't have the time we used to have anymore. And it's fast approaching us when we won't be on this side anymore. We'll be in our eternal life soon and very soon. As we can see how things are, time is on us fast now with the way things are happening in this world today. Every day there is something happening and lives are being taken. And like, as we might say, mass production, because it's not just one life here and there like it used to be. It was here all the time. Many lives for many different reasons are being taken, are returning to Allah. because of incidents on earth that are happening. And many of them are brought on by man himself, others by the world, the conditions of the weather that we have. By law, we need to do tomorrow is not promised to anyone. This next moment is not promised to anyone. So we should always feel that we have pleased the Lord in all every way that we could please him. Each day that we wake up and thank him and feel that we are pleased him in the way we could please him yesterday, we intend to do better today. This is the way it should be. And you have to know your creator in order to serve your creator. And many don't even know their creator. And those say they know him, they don't know him. But this is nothing for your life, it's nothing to play with. Your real life, your spiritual life, the one that's returned to your creator. It's not here for play, for sport and play. So, seriously, these message that Imam Shabbas is giving to you and the message that I'm bringing to you, they are here for a reason. You either hear and obey or you hear and don't obey. But we have to bring it to you because Allah has us in this position to do this work for him. And do not, people, by any means, take the words of Allah lightly. Take his message lightly, regardless of who it is speaking it. It's from him to them. If you know that it's the truth, then you should follow, hear and obey. All right, we don't seem to have any more guests today who wants to speak, at least on the program so far. So I will turn you back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Thank you. In continuation of the topic, this world that we are in, we're just passing through. Everything here that we have is a trust. It's a trust from Allah, and we have to answer to Allah on the day of judgment how we use or carry out the trust he entrusted us. Allah say in the Quran, his final revelations, that when he created the heavens and the earth, he entrusted, he was trying to give the trust to take care of the heavens and the earth, to the mountain, the sun, the different parts of his creation. He say all of them refused, fearing that they wouldn't be able to carry out that great responsibility. But he say, when he asked man, we just, like we, and that's why he said in the Quran, we're creatures of haste. And me and others say, and it's just true, haste make waste. But Allah say, that's a great responsibility. And I hear this sister say too, that one imam say, Allah, he gave us man and woman disposal of all creation. And look at what we're doing with it. Why are we using it for our own self-destruction? Because we are not sincere in our, first of all, we don't acknowledge sincerely that Allah is all-powerful, that there's only one creator. And he's all-powerful. That means that you acknowledge you and nothing he created have any power. And I want to say this too. Allah's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. He don't need our worship. Allah do not need our praise. He's worthy of all praise whether we give it to him or not. And the very existence of our being on this planet and being his creation, we praise him. Our body praises Allah. Yes, our very being inside, we got the scientists have proved that the greatest machine or the greatest machine is the human body. The human body is so well organized. It runs and works in so many different ways that the scientists can't figure out how this is done. Through science, they can only say that it's the most complex creation of all creation. But there are those who have sincere faith in Allah know that Allah, when he put his spirit in the human body, his spirit operates the human body in all the ways it functions. He say he's closer to the human being than our jugular vein. Huh? So what is he saying? He's saying it's not your body operating on its own in all these ways. I'm operating your body with my divine spirit, which you cannot see. We can't see the air, but we breathe it to live, don't we? Try to stop breathing in the air and see how long you live. Don't eat no food as a human being and see how long you live. Don't drink any water and see how long you will live as a human being. Allah is free of all needs, worthy of all praise. Allah don't need no water. Allah don't need no food. Allah don't need no sleep. We're talking about the Creator from the creation. And most people, 99% of the people, confuses because they want to creation with the Creator. So like I was saying earlier, to answer, speak to a suggestion that was suggested to me, Allah, when he created, Adam, the first humankind, he created Adam, and then he told Adam to tell him the name of things. So understand this right here means that the human being, when Allah was talking about the names of things, when you call my name, you say, Brother Shahid or Shahid or Gerald, are you really telling me my name? No. That ain't what Allah talking about. The name means the nature. When you call me by my nature, Allah told Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he said, tame four birds and put them on different mountains. And he said, call them and they will come to you flying with speed. Then know that I'm all wise, all knowing, and all powerful. Oh, yes. Now, what does this mean? Allah put his spirit in the human being. That made us something like somewhat like Allah. It didn't make us no God, but it made us God-like. So when we even know who we are, we got to know our true nature, not know I got to make salat. I got to fast during Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad said religion is sincerity. See, sincerity. And sincerity is truthfulness and honesty before your Creator. Being honest with your Creator. Being honest with your own soul and recognition that your Creator, he hears and knows all things, and you can't deceive him. And that everything you not only do, but you feel and think and feel in your heart and think in your mind, he's recording for or against you for the day of judgment. And Allah says also, what we do now, it's very serious. Good or evil, he say it already goes to judgment. It already goes on, come on back to him on your record for your judgment. So we are being judged every day by the things we do. And one sister speak a lot about Allah say we can judge, but we can judge as human beings only with justice. And now this goes along with that too now. Allah say if you don't have anything good to say, keep silent. Don't say nothing. So we ain't no judge over nobody now. But in justice and truth, you are not judging yourself. You are judging with Allah's truth and his justice. And so that's going to be a just judgment that you're making concerning the individual or the individuals. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum Islam. Thank you. You are listening to the Science Radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And now I just noticed that our time is really up. We have about 2 minutes left, and I'm going to leave those 2 minutes for Imam Shabazz to give us a prayer, and we'll close out for today. And thank you very much for joining us again this Sunday for Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Oh, Allah, Creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all lords, Lord of all systems of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, most merciful Creator, forgive us if we said anything that was not in accord with your will today. Bless us to understand that you only put us here for a short time, and you call it a fleeting moment, not even a day. You say 1,000 years of our time is like one day to you, so that lets us know we really are not in time. Where you put us here in an evolution. We are supposed to constantly evolve through spiritual, moral, and spiritual growth and development. And you say now, while we're in this world, it's the time for our work and spiritual progress, not material. Please bless us to understand this and keep it always before us and recognize our personal responsibility and accountability to you as individuals, always, and not look and point our fingers at nobody else. Realize that you have not put us a judge over anybody but ourselves. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
I mean, walaikum assalam. Thank you. Thank you, all your listening audience. Yeah, it's you. The sun.
I thank you.
The day you were born, that promise was kept true.